A new musical by The Last Resort Players is coming to town. It's called Grey Gardens, and Jason Wood, Joni Schmidt, and Miss Crystal Farnsworth are here with me today to talk about it. How's it going?
Hey, hey, hey.
It's
going great.
Yes.
So, Grey Gardens, it was also a movie as well as a play, right? They made it was obviously nothing like the play. Right.
No, it's a lot like the play. Okay, so there was a documentary made in 1973 that chronicled the life of Jacqueline Kennedy's aunt and older cousin. These two women living in Cape Cod area in this gorgeous mansion that was completely dilapidated. I mean, the city was basically sending cleanup or get out notices to them.
Well, Cape Cod, you know,
this is Southampton. We don't put up with any mess. So Lee Bouvier, Jacqueline Kennedy's sister, actually did, I believe, most of the grunt work to getting a refurbishment done for them. And so this brought a lot of attention to them. And so the Maisels, who were documentarians at the time, decided to shoot a documentary about these two very, very eccentric women, and chronicled their lives over the course of one summer in 73, I believe. And I have been obsessed with it for about 15 years. I had a friend introduce me to it, and I was immediately kicking myself that I hadn't spent any time with it before that. But it's
how
crazy.
Did it turn into a musical?
How does anything turn into a musical?
You just start singing in the middle of talking.
Did you know that Carrie, the Stephen King novel and movie, is also a musical?
But now you know what? I would not find that funny at all.
It's actually pretty campy. It became a musical for the same reason I think most things become works of art. Somebody had a deep love for it and decided that the story needed to be told on stage.
So, Crystal, Joni, you must play the two ladies then. Is that what I'm taking? Is this basically a two-person play?
No.
Oh.
It's a little more complicated than that.
Okay.
It is.
So Joni plays?
I play young Edie when she is young and beautiful and 24 years old. And at that point, Crystal plays my mom.
Right. And this is in 1941.
Okay.
So the first half of the play, Act One, is in 1941. And then in the second half of the play, I play...
She plays me.
Joni, grown up, and Sue Sweat plays Big Edie. So I play both.
Yeah, she's the daughter in Act One and the mother in Act Two because there's a 30-year
difference.
I'm a woman of the same age in both acts, but I'm different people.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that must be an interesting change from one act to the other.
Yes, because she changes.
Are you a method actress? I mean, do you like to just get into the role so it's really hard to switch? Did I start something here?
Not sure.
No, you're not. No, I was.
No.
I was kidding because playing method for this particular character would be probably
a
nightmare for whoever you are around. Usually,
it's already a challenge because in 1941, you know, they're at the height of their parties and their East Coast aristocracy.
And obviously the mansion was in pretty decent shape.
Yes.
It was in great shape.
Yeah.
Well, then in Act Two, you know, things have pretty much fallen down around their heads, almost literally. The mansion is not in good shape. And the attitudes and circumstances and behavior of the women have changed. So in Act One, I'm very...
Posh
and a little bit snobby and self-centered. And in Act Two, I've got this heavy New York accent, which is what I'm doing at home, and it's driving my husband crazy.
I can imagine that.
If it's any consolation, we all are.
What, being driven crazy?
No. We're all using the accent at home.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that it's very noticeable.
Yes.
You know, when you said that. So, Joni, your character plays the young.
Yes.
What kind of things are you dealing with in this that transform you into Crystal's version of you later
Ooh.
On?
Well, Edie is a really interesting character because she's really torn between her desire to please her mother, who is very bohemian and artistic and encouraging her to perform. Both these women live their lives like they are on stage at all times. And that's, I think, part of why it makes that good transition to a musical.
Yeah.
And then she's also trying to please her father and her grandfather and their expectations for her to be a very traditional upper-class young woman who marries for money and connections and fulfills all of her society responsibilities. And she's trying to have it all, and it's not working very well for her. And she's also looking for independence from her mother because Edith is this very strong personality who has very clear ideas about who Edie should be. And you never get the feeling that Edie's really sure who she wants herself to be.
Well, I guess that's evident in the second act because Edie is still in the mansion.
Yeah.
Years
she
later.
She came back.
She came back.
She left briefly and then she came back.
Yeah.
So both of these women have issues.
So is in the end, is this a sad tale or is this a happy tale or is it just kind of one of those weird kind of dramatic things that you like?
There's no tap shoes in Marabou. So okay. So if you're looking for that, you come to the wrong house. It's human. It's a human story. It's since this actually happened. Act two basically follows the documentary. A lot of the dialogue, a lot of the lyrics from the songs are pulled straight from what they said in the documentary. So it's human. I mean, it's both. It's happy. It's sad. It's all of the above.
It's about family relationships.
Yeah.
And it pulls you in because it's really fascinating.
Right. It is. And I feel like the place where people will really be able to connect is those family relationships where you have that person that you mm-hmm. love the most in the world and supports you the most in the world and also drives you the most crazy.
So a little bit of dysfunction.
Yeah. But
an obligation.
Isn't that family?
Family obligation yeah. as well, I think, is a strong tie to this show mm-hmm. as well.
All right. So when are the performances? When does this begin?
Performances are November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We actually kind of changed our opening night from a Friday night, which is what it usually is, to a Thursday night because we moved the show from two weekends to one. We'll be performing this concert style on the flat floor at the Florence Event Center. And that just means that the orchestra and the conductor are going to be featured on stage as well. We will be doing full choreography. Right, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Choreography, staging, costumes, props. It's just scaled back just a little bit. So performances are 1st through the 4th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. Tickets are $20. You can get them by contacting the box office at the Florence Event Center at 541-997-1994.
Well, this actually, you know, this sounds like a hoot. So I think I have to go see this because just from what you've described to me, it sounds like something that I would really enjoy.
Most importantly, I want to interject just one quick little thing.
Well, you go right ahead, James.
Thank you. This was a passion project for Leah Goodwin. She had been after doing Grey Gardens for years, right, ladies? And she was taken from us very unexpectedly during the beginnings of putting this show together. So I have actually stepped in, taking her spot as director. So most importantly is that I want this show to be a tribute and to honor Leah and make her family and the people who respect and love her in the theater community, well, hell, in the community of Florence.
Well, you just sold a few hundred more tickets right there by saying that. So
it's a passion project for us too because we want to make sure we do right by Leah.
All right. Well, that's an honorable thing to do, and we all miss her.
Yeah.
So you had to bring me down here.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot.
It was important.
It. All right. Well, yes, we all miss her. And, well, good luck. Break a leg. And look forward to November 1st through the 4th, Thursday through Sunday, and get your tickets at the Florence Event Center. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.